It's coming up for almost 4:10. Thanks so much for tuning in to Phoenix 98 FM, broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas on 98 FM and online to the world, of course, at phoenixfm.com. Joining me in the studio, very pleased to say, Essex's very own Louise Parker. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming and wading through the mud to get here.
It wasn't that bad. Although I did, like, my sat-nav took me... I suppose because it is that time of day of the evening and the roads are, you know, really busy. My sat nav decided to take me on all the back roads.
Oh, nice.
Some of those curves could have been roundabouts. Oof. Do you know what I mean? They're so sharp. This is not... We're completely off topic already. We knew this was going to happen.
Oh, I guarantee. First time I ever came here, I came in the back way and I still have no idea how that happened.
That's where it came. That's the way my sat nav took me. And as I said, some of those curves are so sharp. I was like, I don't know where I am. And I'm hoping I've put the right place in my sat nav.
Yeah, suddenly you're in the woods.
I made it.
That's it.
That's all that matters.
You're here in one piece.
Just about.
We'll put them together again, even if they're separate pieces. Thanks for joining. This wasn't that long ago. You were here on Ruby Plunkett's Saturday show.
Yeah, so nice. Isn't she sweet?
She's lovely. Does a great job. She's got a nice morning voice.
Oh, does it?
I can do mornings. I just annoy people.
Well, I turned up and I was like, hello. And she'd already been on for about an hour. And I was like, how do you do this?
You were here at what time? Oh, my
she
God.
She told me she's not a morning person.
No,
I was like, how do you do this then? But
it's brave,
I thought she was great. Yeah,
she sounds like a morning person. She's pulling it off. You were up early this morning, though, I understand.
Yes, well, not on purpose. I was overexcited. I'm like a kid at Christmas when it comes to releasing music. And so I woke up at 5:30 this morning because I needed to check the charts. And I was number one in the charts.
So. Oh, number one in
Thank
the charts.
You. It's my
That's
fourth.
Awesome.
My fourth number one in 13 months.
Wow.
So it's been a mad year, basically,
that
is the long and short of it.
It is epic. It's not coincidence anymore. Four in a row is a streak.
It means I've got an incredible fan base.
They're all right, aren't they? Yeah. They're doing something right.
Yeah, they are. They're the best.
Amazing. And if you're tuned in and you're listening and you would like to do... I'm not even briefed, Louise, on this at all. However... radio@phoenixfm.com, stick in a Q&A. Should we do that?
Oh, yeah. Love a Q&A. Please.
Let's do it.
The weirder the better.
Okay.
Not even music related. It doesn't have to be. We'll just have some fun, shall we?
Literally any question you'd like, as long as it's radio-friendly-ish. And we'll make it as radio-friendly as we can. radio@phoenixfm.com is where you do that. I'll keep an eye on this lighting up as we speak. But great new single out today.
Yes.
Little Bit Drunk. Which I love the spelling of it.
Everyone keeps saying to me, is that on purpose? And I was like, I'm like, obviously it's on purpose.
Oh, really? I spelled it right. I didn't know. Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, when you're, you know, you've had a bit too much to drink.
Yeah.
And back in the days before predictive text was so handy, because nowadays I think it's really hard to spell things wrong when you're drunk.
Oh, I find it worse because it just chooses a whole new
word.
Well,
it might just give you a different word. Yeah. That would have made my title of my song even weirder. So that was the whole idea, is that you've had a bit too much to drink and you're trying to text someone and obviously all the words aren't coming out right, and so that's how the title was kind of born. And I thought it was really clever and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
But I've had I'm not gonna say trouble, but I've got a lot of laughs over the past 2 weeks where radio stations have been playing it and they've bespelled it all sorts of ways, and it's made me laugh. I've had a great couple of weeks with it.
It's on our guest list and it's been corrected.
Oh,
so they
spelled
it correctly.
Good.
I was sort of proud of it and at the same time a bit disappointed with, you know.
Yeah, it made them, I like to think I made them stop and think.
Yeah,
they had to second take on that one and be like, wait, have I done that right?
In some ways I feel offended that I sent them the title and they didn't even question that I'd spelled it. Like, yeah, it's probably what he meant. He's had a couple again, hasn't he?
Oh dear.
Fantastic. So you brought your guitar with us.
I have got my guitar with me,
which is amazing. We'll get let you get tuned up and stuff.
Yes.
Before you get going on that, but before we get into everything, could you give us a bit of a background? How did you get your first journey into music?
Well,
when did
I'd
all
love
that start?
To let me bring this a bit closer to me. Let's get close and personal.
Yeah, get comfy.
I can hear myself better now. So I started doing musical theatre when I was like 7 or 8, and I think that's where I got my love for the stage. And if you've ever seen me live, anyone, you'll know that I am a performer like through and through. It's not just going up there and singing the songs. It's a whole performance and I love it and I enjoy myself.
Excellent. Do you have like dry ice and like a big intro?
You know what?
Not yet. We
not, you know.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Not quite. Although I'd love a bit of dry ice. I'd feel like a Bon Jovi music video.
Oh, yes.
You know, like proper rock and roll.
Do your hair big.
Oh, please. Yeah. All the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like a lion. That'd be amazing. But yes, I started in musical theatre at young age. Started writing songs when I was 12. Not for any reason.
Wow.
But you know, when you're a child and you've got no fear of anything and you don't question why you're going to do something or why you want to do it, you just do it.
Gonna go for it.
So I just started writing songs when I was 12.
What did you write about when you were 12? Do you remember
I really don't want to tell you. It's embarrassing. It's all the kind of like...
Tamagotchi died.
Well, probably back in the day. Because I grew up listening to like the top 40. So we're talking like Kylie Minogue, S Club 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So obviously I was kind of emulating those artists. And so I was singing a lot about love. Now, obviously at 12 years old, I knew nothing about love apart from the love of my family, obviously. Yeah. So I remember my first song. It's called Bye Bye Baby. And it's basically about this person treating you wrong and you're saying goodbye to them. So I was a sassy girl from 12.
Had it attitude born in.
Yeah, yes. Attitude was very much straight in there. But yeah, so I got my first guitar when I was 16 from my parents. And I taught myself how to play.
Wow.
Never had a lesson. Just because I loved it. Because I saw Taylor Swift and Katy Perry doing it. And I thought, I want to do that too. If they can do it, I want to do it. Again, fearlessness.
Yes.
Which somehow has grown. The older I get, the more fear I seem to discover.
Oh, really?
What is that? Yeah. I thought you were supposed to know what you were doing when you grew up.
Yeah, apparently.
When do you become an adult?
I don't think it ever happens.
Oh, goodness. Good. I don't really want to be an adult. Nah. But yeah, so I've never looked back from there, basically. Just started writing songs with guitar, and then I released my first EP when I was 19. So it'll be 10 years old next year.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, and... album last year, singles, music videos. I moved to America for a bit. I've toured all over. I've just really lived enough lives for someone who is 29, you know.
That's the thing, is I think that's the secret. When you start at 12 years old writing songs about, you're not even sure what, because you've not really been out in the world, but once you have, then songwriting material comes to you.
Yeah, especially I write about my life. So I often tell my fans that I'm Taylor Swifting. I'm Taylor Swifting my way through my life because I write about my personal experiences.
Yes, it's a thing, isn't it?
Like this song today is about something that happened to me. And I think the reason I started writing songs, when I look back at it now, and the reason I continued writing songs, is because I wanted to help people. And to me, that was like a special way of helping people. If I can write a song that someone can relate to, and I get one of those messages and they're saying, you really helped me. And that's why writing about my life, to me, is really important, because it makes it so real and so personal and very easy to connect to.
Yeah, someone can sort of listen to it and think, I know how she feels.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it helps them on their journey to whatever it is, say recovery or heartbreak or something, or happiness.
Lovely. So what I thought we'd do, if you could take a moment to chill and get tuned up, grab yourself, if you're listening, the best pair of cans you can to listen properly. We'll get you to play your new single.
Yeah, maybe grab a little alcoholic beverage as well for this one. A little bit
necessary.
Drunk. Yeah.
It's now 18 minutes past four, which is perfectly fine.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
Well, it's nearly 5 o'clock here. If the clocks hadn't have gone back, wouldn't it have been 5 o'clock already?
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah.
I mean...
why do we live by those rules anymore? Just grab yourself a little drink and...
it's Friday!
Exactly. Well, the release party starts after this then. We'll be back in a mo. Stay where you are.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Drive. Still with me in the studio is Louise Parker. She's been strumming along to the song. Amazing.
Oh, I couldn't help myself.
Next level.
I don't know if I was in the right key, but it sounded all right, so I was just playing.
Yeah, just natural skills to jam. Just either microphone. There's so many microphones.
Which one am I talking into? I've got so many microphones right now. And neither of them are that close, so I was like, which way do I go?
Neither of them working that well.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No, they're fine, crystal clear. We are ready to rock.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, Louise, this is your brand new single. What can you tell us about it before you grace us with a performance?
So, Little Bit Drunk was written, as the title kind of gives away, I guess, after a night out. I'd gone to see my friend play, and I wasn't driving that night, so I decided to have a few drinks. I'd gone through a recent heartbreak, And as soon as the alcohol hit my system, I started to lose my inhibitions and my common sense, if you will.
It does have that effect sometimes.
Yeah. And all I wanted to do was drunk dial my ex.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And tell them that I loved them, which is never the best thing to do, is it?
Not great advice, but so many people do.
No. Well, I didn't. I'm very lucky.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do it. But the next day, I was thinking about it. Because I had all these things that I felt like I wanted to say, but I had no avenue to say them.
Yeah.
So I wrote a song about it instead. So I call this like my open drunk dial.
Open drunk dial.
Like an open
Very
letter.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So this is A Little Bit Drunk. I'm a little bit drunk. I've had one too many. Can you pick me up and take me back to the place where we fell in love? Between the sheets on the first floor, a place I've been so many times before. It's been so long since you've let me walk out the door with no reason. So many lies in between. But if I drunk dialed your number, would you pick up the phone? I know I should know better, leave well enough alone. But can't you tell me the truth? Are you better off without old Henry? I'm a little bit drunk, can you help me out? Broke my heart. Isn't that how all good love stories start? The hero always finds a way to stop falling apart. And in the end, they all ride off into the sunset. So if I drunk dialed your number, would you pick up the phone? I should know better, leave well enough alone. But could you tell me the truth? Are you better off without? Oh, Henry, I'm a little bit drunk. Can you help me out? Cause if I drunk dialed your number, I'd tell you the truth that I've been counting off the days since I lost you. It's not healthy or helping, but what am I to do? Oh, Henry, you cheated on me, said yourself you'll never be true. Oh, Henry, I'm a little bit drunk and I still love you. And I'm a little bit drunk. I've had one too many. Can you pick me up?
Hey! Ah, oh, Louise Parker, that was amazing!
That was so much fun! Oh, I could do it every day.
That was, I wish I had shots to celebrate. However,
I've got some water.
Water.
We can toast.
Yeah, that's all it's the same. Lovely. Oh, so that is a number one hit this week.
Yes, on the UK Country iTunes charts.
That is mega. Well done.
Thank you. I'm amazing. Super proud.
Oh, it's lovely. So I just find it absolutely stunning. You could do something like that after a night out. We all woke up and have baroccas and all the rest of it and feel terrible for the rest of the day. And you were like, oh, I know, I'll write a song.
So I'll tell you what, I write most of my songs when I'm doing things like mundane tasks. This is going to sound, I might get myself in trouble here. I'm so sorry. So this song was written in the shower.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because you're just doing something that's quite repetitive. You're not really, you don't really think about it. It's a second nature thing. Well,
did you take the guitar in there as well?
No,
fair enough.
Or did I have my phone on me? So I'm furiously remembering all this. So I get out of the shower and I'm like recording it into my phone, trying to remember it. Yeah. But a few of my other songs I've written when I'm driving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because again, it's something repetitive. I've been doing it a long time. I'd like to think that I'm a good driver. She says, I've never had any accidents. No, I've never had any accidents.
That's it. Yeah.
So I think I'm a good driver. But yeah, so it's like things like that. Or if I'm at work doing something monotonous.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're listening to any of my colleagues.
Has anyone seen Louise? She's been a bit quiet lately. Oh, there she is. Yeah.
Oh, she's writing a song. I do just disappear into cupboards.
That's great.
With bits of paper, and people were like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah. I'm just looking for something." And I'm recording, like dictating into my phone some words or like a tune or something. I love it.
Brilliant.
But yeah, so that's, I was showering after this night out, washing off the night before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you should have a heavy night. Yeah. And I wrote this song.
Amazing. Amazing. So have you ever been interrupted at work while you're writing a song in the cupboard?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's happened.
So many times. Everyone's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, just sending a voice note to a friend."
In the cupboard.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is there a better place to do it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Don't want to be barged in on, do you?
No.
Can't do it in the front with everyone else there.
No. Well, I've just got a promotion at work. Ooh.
Oh, well done.
I know. So now I've got my own office.
Oh,
so cupboards aren't needed anymore. I've got my own office, so I can just do it as and when I need to. Just lock the door.
Lock the door. Call it a meeting.
Yes. Sorry, I'm in a meeting with myself. Yeah.
Speaking of the day job and the hustle,
yeah.
You are a superhero, I understand.
I wouldn't go that far. I assist. I assist. I'm like a sidekick. I am your trusty sidekick.
Sidekicks are very important because we all watch the films. The superheroes always get it wrong and the sidekick comes and saves the day.
Do they, though? I feel like the sidekick gets the most ridiculous costumes.
Well, yeah. I mean, Batman and Robin is an example. You're right. But
yes.
Batman always gets it wrong and Robin always comes and saves him.
You know what? I'll take it. 100%. I was thinking more. I don't know if you watch, or if anyone that's listening watches SpongeBob SquarePants. This is so stupid. But I was thinking more like Barnacle Boy.
The starfish guy.
I am Barnacle Boy.
Barnacle Boy. I don't know that one.
Do you not know the superheroes in SpongeBob? Oh, I'm so sorry. This might not be at all your listeners kind of thing. But yeah.
It probably is. But I can't believe he hasn't seen it. Probably.
There's two superheroes and the sidekick's called Barnacle Boy.
Oh, there you go.
I am Barnacle Boy. And he does save the day.
That's quite exactly.
Often. So yes.
It saves the day. That's what you need.
For anyone that has no idea what we're talking about, I work for the NHS.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I think that's how we started this conversation.
Barnacle Boy for the NHS.
I am Barnacle Boy for the NHS. 100%. You know what? That's all I want to be called from now on.
Now, I saw on your, was it Instagram or Twitter or somewhere, you posted a little video of you at work the other day.
Hmm.
Realising in one moment. Yeah, I'm sure it's out of hours. realising in a moment that you were a country singer in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The dream is alive and well, though, right?
yeah.
So I was walking around the hospital, working, not just walking around the hospital, I promise. I know it probably seems like that's all we do half the time at the hospital. But I was walking around and some lady came out the lift in front of me. And I thought she was holding a cowboy hat. Honest to God, I was like, oh, a cowboy hat? What a weird thing to be wearing at a hospital. And then I realised it was a sick bowl.
Oh, no.
And I thought, you don't want to wear that on your head. But it kind of had, because they're round, because they're that shape, like a miniature, you know, cowboy hat. And they've got like the little lip, and then obviously the...
Yeah.
It's like a small cowboy hat.
You could wear it as a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You've got small head, then that's fine. And make sure it's not used, of course.
Well, that was my next, suggestion. But yeah, so that was my moment when I was like, nope. I'm definitely still at the day job. I'm not living the dream quite yet.
Oh, so I think someone has got to turn up at your work soon in a cowboy hat just to...
If not, I will do it.
Yeah.
Why not? I should be the person. I've worn these cowboy boots to work before.
Oh, nice.
So why shouldn't I wear the hat?
Yeah, it'd be weird not to now.
It would be very strange.
Thank you so much for performing for us. Sounding amazing.
Thank you. I had the best time. I love singing live.
It was awesome. As I knew it would be. You're performing live soon.
Yes, I've got a couple of gigs coming up in December that I'm excited about.
Excellent.
I'm playing December the 8th in Camden, the Camden nice. Chapel.
Oh, lovely.
That'll be
venue.
Really, really nice, yeah. And then I'm playing December 10th in Southampton, and that is a charity event, which I'm really looking forward to. But all the details you can find on my social media very soon. I'm announcing them, I think, either this week or next week. I think it is. And that is Louise Park Music. You can find me absolutely everywhere.
All over it. And the same username. That's impressive.
Well, apart from Twitter. Oh. See, this... I've got a bit of beef with Twitter here.
Yeah.
So they've got a character limit. And Louise Parker music is too many characters.
Oh, that doesn't feel like that's long enough.
It's not fair, is it?
No.
It's not my fault. That is my name. So I've had to shorten it down. So I'm Louise P. Music on Twitter. But everywhere else, yeah. TikTok, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You mention it, I've got it. It's Louise Parker Music, including my website.
Louise Parker Music or Louise P. Music on Twitter.
Yeah.
Blame Elon. It's his fault.
Well,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is like pre-Elon. I can't blame him. I could, I would. You know what? Let's blame him anyway. Why not?
Yeah, he bought it. Excellent. It sounds awesome. We'll have a listen to you were Young Artist of the Week on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I was, which I loved because I'm not that young. I feel like they might have got that wrong, but I didn't want to point it out.
It's a very, very vague limit. I'm not entirely sure what the rules are. I've not been featured yet. That's
how
all I'm saying.
How does one qualify as Young Artist of the Year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Month of the week.
Very precise selection process, I'm sure. But you were rightfully chosen because you're awesome. I first heard this track, which we're going to play in a minute, of yours in that very feature, and discovered your music since and have been loving it. So,
yeah, that's the dream.
That's it.
That's the dream.
That's it. What can you tell us about Bring It On?
Oh,
Set Me Free.
You know what? I say this about all of my songs, but this is one of my favourite songs. I'm very proud of this song. Written about the same situation as Little Bit Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
As you do. As a songwriter, as an artist. I'd kind of gone through those stages of being sad, and this was the first kind of anger that I felt from that situation, from that breakup. And I realised that actually I didn't do anything wrong and I did deserve better than I got. And because I didn't get the chance to say my part, as you can tell in my songs, I instead wrote it all down. So this, again, is like the stuff that I wanted to say that I never got to say. So it's been really therapeutic for me, this songwriting business.
This is always the danger of anybody who's going to go out with a singer and a songwriter.
They know.
It could happen.
Honestly, it's probably one of the first things I say whenever I do dating. I always say to them, I am a songwriter and I write about my life. And everyone's like, oh, that's so much fun. You'll never have to write a bad song about me. And I'm like, challenge accepted. Because I am dramatic and I make, you know, a little molehill into a mountain.
Yeah.
And it's what makes me, I think, a good songwriter.
It's artistic.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it does hurt people's feelings and I'm very sorry.
Well, we love that you do it, whoever it is about. I'm sure enjoys the song anyway.
You know what? They probably do.
It'd be an honour, wouldn't it, really? Let's face it. Great. So we'll listen to Bring It On. If you're around for the next couple of minutes, we might do a little quiz.
Yeah.
Fancy doing a quiz?
Very competitive, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only you versus you. So.
Okay, great. So I'm a winner already.
Yeah. Yay, you win. This is Louise Parker and Bring It On, Set Me Free.
To make me take the blame, but while you hung me out to dry, down came the rain and it poured, and it clouded my mind. And as I faced all my demons, it flooded out your
Parker's Bring It On, Set Me Free. She's still in the studio. I've not set her free yet.
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
No.
There's promise of a quiz.
And that's got very exciting. The reason I'm sticking around. Love a quiz.
Love a quiz.
Yeah.
Don't know. This feels a lot of appropriate to the current single release.
Okay. I'm curious.
Curious.
Tell
intrigued.
Me. Tell me more.
Tantalised and all the rest of it. I will tell you more right after this. Oh, it's cruel, isn't it?
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, indeed it is. Phoenix RTFM broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay, surrounding areas and areas that surround those as well. Louise Parker in the studio with me, about to take part in a Drive Time Club quiz like no other.
I am pumped. I am pumped. Ready. You've just played my fight song, which is Bring It On.
Yeah, boxing gloves
now,
still on.
Yep, so now I feel like let's go. Let's go, Brentwood.
Let's do this. Yeah. Right, okay. This is exciting. So I found a quiz. Bearing in mind, your latest single, A Little Bit Drunk, is obviously involving alcohol and the consumption thereof.
What gave it away?
This is a quiz on a website called Group Programs 101. I've no idea what they do, other than the fact they have a quiz.
It sounds like a family website.
It does.
Yeah.
Family-friendly-ish. They have questions all about celebratory drinks and how we use drinks as a method of celebration.
I'm so scared. I'm going to be terrible at this. Don't like losing. Very competitive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes for good listening. That's fine.
Does it?
I might join in. I might not. Because I can't actually see the answers.
If you beat me, Stu, yeah,
I'm just worrying
the
that.
End of a beautiful friendship.
That could work badly for me.
Just saying. Choose wisely.
You can or you could not. It's entirely up to you. Right, dramatic music. Here we are. Okay, Louise Parker.
Yes.
What country was champagne invented in the late 17th century? Who would have invented champagne? That's a tough one.
Can you
straight out
can
the
you
start?
Like, is it? Can you give me some options, or do I have to literally just go for anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You know what, I can hazard a guess.
A random. You get.
I'm gonna go for it. Why not? I'm gonna say France.
France.
Why not?
That is a good guess. I'm gonna guess
Is it going to be wrong?
I'm going to guess Scotland. Because I don't want to lose. Oh! It wasn't Scotland, it was France.
Oh.
It was France.
You were going to say it was Scotland.
Can you imagine? Oh, wow. Yes, well done. That's
right.
A good guess. Yeah, I guess there is a place called Champagne in France, isn't there?
Is there? I don't know.
I feel like I've heard that.
I've not been to France.
Oh, they'll
it's
have
like
to have you now.
I've never been. I know. Mad. Never, well, let's go. We're planning a group trip right here.
Let's
who wants
do it.
To come?
Yeah, bring champagne. Okay, question two. According to a wedding survey,
okay,
how much does the average wedding liqueur bill come to? It's a very specific thing.
I don't know. Like, are we going for like, can I round it up to the closest grand? I'm assuming you're not going to want it to like the penny.
Yeah, no, that'd be very good if you can get it to the penny.
Where's Google?
Nearest 100, nearest grand.
I'm going for nearest grand. I reckon it's quite expensive, you know? Think about weddings and what they cost. And also, I'm sorry, maybe I'm being controversial here, but surely it depends on how many guests you've got, first of all.
Very much.
And how much those guests drink.
And how cool they are.
Depends, yes, if they're cool or not.
It could be a lot of water consumed if it's like an early morning wedding.
I guess if they're looking for an average, I'm just gonna go for $4,000.
$4,000. You're going for
I just don't know.
I'm gonna go for
if you go for like $3,999 or something, I'm gonna be so mad at you.
Yeah, I'm going that. $3,999. Oh, okay. So it was in dollars, so that makes it very difficult to decide. As your conversion.
My conversion's not bad.
$2,300.
You're closer.
By one.
I'm so mad.
Not sure that's that close though, but okay, right.
Still closer than I was.
Okay, how are you with this is parties. This is more it, isn't it? Always on hand at parties, Pilsner is a lager-style beer that is a national drink of which country? The national drink.
I didn't know you could get national drinks.
No, what's our national drink? Probably tea, isn't it? Not
maybe.
That exciting. Or Bovril.
Fosters.
Fosters, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What's it called?
Pilsner Lager.
See, I don't even know what it's called. I'm going to be really... I'm just Poland.
Poland.
Why not?
Go Poland. It could be. It
go
could
Polish
be.
Or go home, as the classic saying goes.
Honestly, I've never heard that phrase, but I love it. Go Polish or go home. I'm going to go with... Peruvian, because it sounds a bit like Polish, but it's very vague. It was Germany.
I feel like we should have got that.
You were
like
close.
Known that.
You're like next
was
door. Okay, one more question. What should we do? Let's see. Okay, this might be appropriate because you have got a song about tequila.
I do.
So this may work in your favour. In Mexico.
Okay.
Bit of a jump there. Who are the only people who can make a toast?
What? How am I? Just I've got a song that's called the word tequila in it. You think I'm going to know this? In Mexico, who can make a toast?
There's only people who can make a toast.
Are we talking like gender? Or are we talking like in the family?
I don't know. I guess any gender. I don't know. It could be ancient though. Could
I'm
be old school
like
rituals.
Fathers.
Only the fathers.
Only dads in the whole of Mexico can make a toast.
Yeah, I think you could be right there. I'm thinking the Don, whoever the Don is. Who's the Don? The oldest geezer in the family.
Oh.
It's usually the Don, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
That's a better answer than mine.
Or the father. The father.
No, too late.
Right,
I can't
okay.
Take it back.
Okay. It is. Oh, well, you kind of said it before you then changed your mind. Men.
Oh, is it?
Only men can make a toast in Mexico.
Ah, see, I was going really specific.
Yeah. But then you started
what
broad.
What is that? You know, we've got to look into that. If we have like another ad break or something, we've got to look into that. Why is it only men?
If you're Mexican, please call us and let us know your thoughts on the subject. That seems weird, doesn't it?
It does seem very strange because I love making a toast.
Yeah.
Do you have like a classic go-to toast line? I can't say mine on the radio, but you know, when people say cheers, do you have something you like instead of cheers?
No, not really. Not that inventive, to be honest.
Okay, so I can't say mine on the radio.
May the force
it's
be
not...
with you, possibly. But it's a bit
that
nerdy,
is a good
isn't
one.
It?
No. I feel like in your circles.
Yeah.
That's appreciated.
It would work.
Yeah.
That's it. What's yours? Oh, we can't,
I can't
say yours
on say it on the radio. I'll say
fair
it later.
Enough. Okay. So there we go. We've been on a little trip around the world. We found out that Germany invented Pilsner.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to get married and drink at the same time.
And don't go to Mexico if you're female.
Okay, yeah. Or if you do, take a guy to make a toast, I guess.
So disappointing.
Isn't it? Yeah. What happens if you're in a room full of only women and only the women can make, no one makes a toast? I guess
not.
What a boring party. Everyone just has to assume when it's time to drink.
I know. Well, surely any time is the best time to drink.
Any time is tequila time.
But you can't say this is two, this is four. You know, you can't dedicate it to anyone.
Or maybe you do, but like with body Subtly. Language.
Through the language of interpretive dance.
Yes, now that is what I'd love to see in a Mexican bar. Louise, thanks so much for that. That was good fun.
Did I win?
I think you won. You've got an internationally recognised prize. It is... do you want to describe it for us?
It's a guitar plectrum.
Oh, yes.
On one side, it says, As Yet Untitled Rock Show.
Oh, amazing.
Which you'll explain, I'm sure.
Yes.
And on the other side, it's your handle. It says, At Stew Pink.
Look at that. There we go. A very exclusive club of people own these. And our guitar picks for the As Yet Untitled Rock Show. Used to rock the sound waves on Felix FM every Saturday night. Still does occasionally, just when I get here to do it.
As and when. Yeah.
I'm here every day otherwise. Sometimes it's on. Louise, thank you so much. We're going to play another track of yours. This is They Don't Ride Their Horses. What can you tell us about this?
This is a fun little number, honestly. I was heavily influenced by a country artist called Kacey Musgraves at the time.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
She's very tongue-in-cheek. She's very dry-humoured, just like me. And I was kind of... I wanted to emulate that, but in a very British fashion. And at the time, I was kind of living between Texas and the UK. And whenever I was travelling between the two, everyone in England would say, what are they like? And then give you all the stereotypes. Are they cowboys? Do they ride their horses? Have you seen aliens? You know? And lots of other...
That is a thing you expect, though, to be honest. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's okay. They've got stereotypes about us as well, so we won't go there.
Oh, I'm sure they have, yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of sat down one day and I wrote this song called They Don't Ride Their Horses. And it's kind of this tongue-in-cheek humour of, no, they don't ride their horses. Like, what a weird thing to ask someone. But at 1:23, it is my shortest song I've ever written. It's compiled of three verses, but I've had so many people ask me to make more of it, to write more of it. So all I'm saying is watch this space. You never know.
You never know. Full 7-inch vinyl.
Yeah. Of just this song, 30 minutes long.
15 verses. Well, what else they do other than riding their horses?
Banjo solo.
Oh, yes.
And a little cowbell as well.
Got to be done.
Obviously.
Yeah, and some spurs off the back of your cowboy boots.
Ooh, a little added sound effect.
Yes, yeah, I reckon.
That. Yeah.
Awesome. What else you got planned for the rest of 2022 and into 2023?
So apart from the two gigs in December, which we were speaking about earlier.
Yes.
That is me done for this year.
Whee!
Which I am really looking forward to having some time off. But the new year is even more exciting. It's even more jam-packed. I don't know how I'm going to have any time to do anything ever. I've already got 4 songs in the works to be released.
Oh, wow.
Next year. And hopefully a tour.
Ooh.
So, yeah. Hey. Just keep your eyes peeled, basically. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Where do we do that? Just a quick reminder of your socials.
Louise Parker Music. Unless it's Twitter, which is Louise P Music.
That's Louise P.
Can't miss me.
All over there. And great YouTube videos as well, I have to say. You do go live occasionally. I caught one of them not that long ago.
Yes, I do one live stream a month at least. And then I always get uploaded to YouTube afterwards for people to watch back. And I think I've put out like 5 music videos, which I've had nothing but fun making.
Nice. Louise, we'll see you very soon.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope to come back soon. Bye.
Yeah.
They don't ride their horses to the store. No dusty streets, no whiskey stains, swinging saloon doors. And I ain't seen no gunfights between cowboys and outlaws. No, they don't ride their horses to the store. So I